The Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. From what we know of these kinds of things in the New Testament, John probably was the last to write his gospel account, and so that gives him the most time to think about the things that have taken place, and what matters, and what should be included, and what doesn't need to be there in the first place. So, no shepherds in the field. No sheep, no cows standing around. No wise men on their way from the east and bearing gifts. Instead, John goes back to day one, to the beginning of the world. It's interesting that for John, the world was created in a word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That there was an intention, a proclamation made, a statement that began the whole thing. Now, if you were to ask most people on the street, what's the world made of? Well, it's just one really big rock, although it's got trees and water and all kinds of wonderful things, but it's stuff. We are told that that's not really the way it truly is. It may look like that, but we're just being fooled after all. We can't see how this works. That there's actually a great deal of space inside all of this stuff, that the nature of the atom itself is not stuff as we might think. It's not that you can find stuff that is labeled as iron or copper or oxygen when it's combined together or brought together in great amounts, sure, but at its basic point, It's an atom. And one atom would look much like the other except for the number of components that it has. And that's the archaic view. Now, of course, we are talking about subatomic particles and quarks and linear accelerators that run in a loop of 17 miles to get the particles up to the right speed so they can crash into sensors and all kinds of amazing things. In the end, we are beginning to understand that the world is really not stuff, but that perhaps it is true, that this is a word that has brought all of this into being. So if this isn't about a day long, long, long ago, if this isn't about a cradle, if it's not about oxen lowing and cattle, and standing around, if it's not about these things, what difference does it make? Well, John has a different scale. He wants to think big, really big, universally big. As wide as the universe itself, this is the work of God, who with a word that the creation should be brought into existence, it happened. And we are a part of that. This task or this work of creation still goes on. There are times, though, that we see a glimpse of it, that we get the opportunity to see the true light. Oh, we rejoice in the light that comes in. I am particularly thrilled that just a couple of days ago, at 8:49 p.m. on the 21st of December, we got to the winter solstice, which means now the days are getting longer. Good for us. But there's more light to be considered than this. Jesus Christ himself is the light, and not in a limited way, but it literally reaches across the ages from the creation itself and into the end of time, whatever that might mean. And for us who live in this day, at the end of 2015, and now soon to begin another year, we are reminded that we live in light. And this light was life. We are intended for life. We were made to live. And in Jesus Christ, we have a spiritual birth, a spiritual life that is different and unique. It was not given to us at first, but only in the witness of those who proclaimed it to us. Here, John is mentioned, but we have work to do. We who have the light also have been sent to bear witness to the light, to speak words, of comfort and grace and hope and reconciliation and strength and compassion. These are the tasks that we have in this day. But we rejoice that the work of God exists throughout the creation for all of time and will bring us to our final end. Amen.